Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Everything isn't cooler now. Some things were more fun when I was little. Halloween used to be more fun. Halloween's sad now. Kids trick-or-treat in the middle of the afternoon. They only go to the houses of people that they already know.
Ooh, that's spooky.
When I was little, we had to face fear and earn our candy. My parents would drive me somewhere in the middle of the night, drop me off alone, make me trick-or-treat my way back to the house. I didn't know where I was, and I couldn't see out of my mask. I just say, trick or treat, do you know which way I live?
Monday, October 27th, 2025. We got you, sucker. I'm gonna try new things, I think.
Okay, all week.
New catchphrases for okay. The beginning of the show.
Okay.
So today was we got you, sucker.
Okay.
Oh. That's today's catchphrase.
Don't tell us what tomorrow's is. I wanna be surprised.
Good, because I don't know and I'll make it up 10 seconds before I go on.
Great.
How are you guys? Did you have a good weekend?
Great weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Kevin didn't.
Why?
Okay, so we have to recap stuff.
Okay.
when we last talked about Kevin's weekend last week, Kevin got his wires crossed and he made a whole bunch of plans that required a whole bunch of money and they all overlapped. He needs somebody in his life to keep his very busy schedule straight. Okay, so this is the last thing that Kevin was going to pick two different choose your own adventures and one involved a night at the Kings and then a night at Sac State to see Quavo.
Yeah.
The other one was a flight to Milwaukee so that he could enter a Loracana competition, which is a Disney trading card game, for a championship that he did not procure a ticket to as of broadcast on Friday. Okay.
Okay.
Update time.
Update.
What did it go?
I went to the Kings game.
Okay. Was on Friday.
Yes.
Right?
And then I had my flight at 4 a.m., okay?
On Saturday morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. Did you get a ticket to the tournament?
Yes.
I was getting there.
I got it during the Kings game when they were losing. I was like scrolling. I was like, okay.
By the way, they did end up winning, but.
By one point, and it was exciting. No, it wasn't exciting. Oh. They need to do better.
Okay, all right.
Don't get me started. Okay, but anyways, I go there, so excited, packed all my stuff, go to the airport, 4 a.m., rushing to the gate because I woke up a little late because I drank a little bit before.
Oh, boy.
The last night.
Can we pause for a second?
Yeah.
Because the Kings game was the same night as Quavo at Sac State.
Yeah.
Your plan at one point was to go from the Kings game, mm-hmm. leave early, which was a nail biter apparently that ended positively, leave early, go to Sac State for both. Did you do both?
It ended too late.
So you missed Quavo.
Yeah, but I got to light the beam.
Okay, all right.
And then I presented my ticket and
so now we're back at the airport.
Yes. Okay, so we're back at the airport.
All right, 4 a.m. Wow, and you're late at 4 a.m.?
I wouldn't say late. I would say on time.
Okay. All right.
And I found out that I had purchased my ticket for my flight yesterday on Friday. It was supposed to be Friday at 4 a.m., not Saturday at 4 a.m.
So you got to the airport to find out you booked the wrong day and time?
Yeah. But, hey, maybe I could get a refund?
No. Okay,
Wait. I was depressed all this weekend, okay. so be a little positive.
Okay.
All right, we'll be a little positive.
So there was no... Kevin, oh my God. Okay, so there was no opportunity... Once you realized you booked the wrong day...
To book another flight because it was all full and too expensive for my taste. I'm already down 500-something.
Oh, Kevin.
No, don't. Oh, it's okay. I'll just talk to customer service. I'll be fine.
I feel so bad for you.
You should.
I absolutely do. This is one of my greatest fears, and I could not be happier that I am now in a relationship with somebody who does this... So I don't have to.
Right.
Booking airfare.
Just keeps everything straight.
Because when I would book a flight, I would check and double check and check and double check for days after booking it because I was so fearful of doing what you did.
Well, now
Don't they usually
send you an email that says, hey, your flight is coming?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't get that.
Are you sure?
No, he's not sure.
No, I'm not sure.
All right.
But.
Didn't you say you bought it through Southwest?
Yes. So I could just call customer service.
You could, but did you buy a refundable ticket?
You're supposed to buy a refundable ticket. Don't me. Help me.
Okay. All right. Give me the take again. Give me the line.
I booked the wrong flight. Can I get a refund?
You're doing great.
Okay.
I don't know how to twist this into positivity.
I think it's time to abandon the refund, okay?
Abandon?
Yes, but hear me out. I think it makes more sense to go in with a spirit of, can I get a credit?
Okay, because you guys didn't email me to remind me.
No, not because they did anything.
Okay, no pointing fingers.
You're going to throw yourself on the sword and you're going to say, Janice, or whoever answers the phone.
Probably Janice, though.
Call Janice anyway. And then be a sad little Asian boy.
Yeah. I'm already sad.
Right, perfect. So not a lot of acting required. And then just say, is there any way I could just get these flights credited so that the next time I want to travel, I could just, so it wouldn't be a total wash. I would not go in with a, you guys didn't do the right thing mentality.
So it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Okay, and then I also would not go in asking for your money back.
What about this? Let's do that.
Okay.
But let's lean into Kevin's skill set more.
Which is?
Lying.
Okay.
Okay. How do I lie?
I was in a accident.
So come in limping.
And I had, well, you're not going to go in anywhere.
In person. Yeah. So
it's all
going to
be on the
that.
Phone. So do limp voice. I don't
know. Okay. So pretend to walk around, but then go,
Say, I was in an accident and I missed my flight on Friday.
Because they wouldn't discharge me.
Because you couldn't go. You physically couldn't go. Be like, I was sitting in the emergency room at the time of my flight, still trying to nurse myself back to life.
Okay, and they asked where I got hurt.
No, they can't. I don't think they're gonna ask.
They can't ask that, but have the story.
You
could
offer them the information.
You say something like you were on an electric scooter, something believable.
Electric scooter,
yeah.
And then a car didn't stop.
Yes, you were downtown and you got hit on the front, and they only hit the front tire, and it spun and flew me, and then
into a bush.
Right, and then but the good news is though that it happened right in front of a meter maid, and the meter maid was able to get somebody. Right away, and I went, but my ankle, you know, they had to put me in a splint and then a boot, and I'm still in a boot. And
see, now you're helping.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So can I please get a credit? Because they're not going to give me your money.
They're not going to give you your money.
But can I please get a credit? Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Well. God.
I mean, it's actually not a bad plan.
So
Kevin.
Unfortunate.
What are we going to do with
that
him?
Is...
What are we
well, lesson learned. It's never going to happen again.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's never happened to him before.
Why? Are you going to get a Katie boyfriend that will do all your bookings for you?
Maybe.
I have to tell you, strongly recommend.
Because living like that sounds wonderful.
Kevin, I genuinely feel... so bad for you.
You should. I was crying
okay,
all
that's
weekend.
That's not how you respond
what
to somebody.
What do I say? Oh, thank you so much, Katie. Yeah. I've been sobbing all weekend.
Yeah, that's what you do. You act like a normal human
just
being.
Watching Instagram FOMO.
Oh, man.
So who won?
Yeah, who won?
So who won? I don't know. Could have been me, but maybe if I got my flights right. So lucky Lorcana people.
Right. Yeah. You know what? That's a good way to look at it. You did somebody a favor.
Yeah. Somebody said they're going to ask for a doctor's note. I don't think they can do that. I don't think they can legally do that.
Well, maybe a doctor's note.
Doctor notes. I have some.
Oh, good. Oh,
maybe
good.
A doctor's note, but they just can't say, like, why, like, give us details in the note, you know?
Somebody said, I do like the story, though.
I do like the story.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Yes, it is Halloween here. Well, it's Halloween everywhere. And we are celebrating by at 6:10 and 8:10 all week long, Halloween-themed phone scams, both old and new. Here you go.
Catherine wants me to phone scam her best friend, Melissa, who is a manager at a grocery store. So, seems like a perfect opportunity to call as an artiste that is furious with the way that my pumpkin turned out, and I want to return it.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. This is Melissa. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to register a complaint.
Okay.
I purchased a pumpkin 2 days ago, and yes, I still have the receipt. I know you're thinking about that. I need to return the pumpkin.
Okay, just come in with your receipt and we can return it.
Great. I hate this pumpkin. I hate this pumpkin.
Okay. What is the issue with the pumpkin?
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'll tell you what the issue is. I tried to carve it because 'tis the season, and it looks horrible. It just turned out horrible. I'm not going to stand for that. I spent $6 on this pumpkin. So, you know, I'm going to need another one.
So you want to return the pumpkin because it didn't turn out right?
That's exactly right. More like need to return the pumpkin because it didn't turn out right. You know, and I would never call myself an artist, but I am definitely somebody that takes my craft seriously. I'm not going to stand for this. I'm not going to stand for a subpar... Excuse me. I'm not going to stand for a subpar pumpkin that doesn't give me the kind of material that I need to correctly make the face.
Oh. Okay, I hear that you're very upset. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, what you do with the pumpkin after you purchase it isn't really something that we can return. We can return it if there was rotten or, you know, there was something quality-wise with it. But you being unhappy with your artistic endeavors isn't really... It's not something that we can return for that reason.
Have you ever even carved a pumpkin?
Have I carved a pumpkin?
Have you ever even carved a pumpkin?
Yes, I have.
Well, then you get it. Then you understand it. You spend all that time, you gut it. You're an amateur, I'm guessing. But like, so you probably take a Sharpie or something and draw the face out first. I don't do that. I use professional tools.
Okay,
I've got tracing paper that I place on there. And I had it all perfectly laid out on the pumpkin, and it was going to look great. I plunge my first carving tool in there. It's not a knife. That's what you people use. And when I went in there, the curve of the pumpkin on the different braids, you probably didn't even know that pumpkins had braids, but it was defective. And it sent my tool curling down at a 95-degree angle when it should have been a 78-degree angle. And I'm not going to stand for that. You owe me $6 or you owe me another pumpkin. What's it going to be?
Okay, so you know what? You can come in. You can show me your pumpkin. And
I already kicked it.
You will replace your pumpkin.
I can't bring it in. I already
kicked it.
I kicked it down the street. That's what you do with bad art. You kick it.
Okay,
you kick it and you grind it into the dirty ground.
Okay, you can bring your receipt, and this time only I can replace your pumpkin, and this time only though this will not happen again. All right, sir?
Really?
Sure. Yes.
I honestly didn't think that was going to work. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. This isn't real.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie's boyfriend did something with his phone that really pissed her off. And as you hear this story, call 916-909-1065. 909-1065 if this has happened to you.
I know people might be thinking, uh-oh, he turned off his location. Uh-oh, he changed his password. Definitely none of those things. It would appear that he turned off his read receipts.
What?
Exactly. And I don't know how I feel about this.
You should be pissed.
For anybody who doesn't know, a read receipt is something on text messages that notifies you if somebody has read
Doesn't even notify you. It just says read.
It lets you know, like, oh, they read this.
Yeah. So.
I don't understand. I don't understand what the problem is here, but go on.
Here's what happened. He went to take a nap. And I said, I don't know. Whatever I said. And I could see he didn't read that. So I thought, oh, okay, he has fallen asleep. And then like 40 minutes passes and I see that the last thing I had texted had been read, but there was no response to it. So I assumed, oh, he's up from his nap. So I started texting him. And when I text him, his phone's always on silent, but it's a very specific, like, vibration pattern. So he knows it's me. Okay. And so when we saw each other later in the day, I said, oh, how was your nap? And he said, well, baby, you woke me up. I said, no. I saw that you read a message. You can't read messages in your sleep. So I figured you were up. That's the only reason I can think of why he did this. But it does seem shady.
Mm-hmm. What's shady about
this? Okay, maybe not shady. It's not shady. It gets on my nerves.
Why?
I like to know things.
Clearly, it's not good for you.
Why?
Look at you. You're spun out by this.
I don't like change.
No. You don't like not knowing things.
I hate it.
Even if it doesn't even matter.
I hate it. If there is something going on in this office and nobody will tell me what it is, it makes me feel like I can't breathe.
Why?
Thirst for knowledge?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I like to be involved.
I feel like you're trying to really sugarcoat this. I think the word you're looking for is like, I just need to know because I'm a busybody. You know?
Okay. I prefer the term nosy.
Kevin, where do you land on this?
He knows it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. If you have your red receipts on already, keep it on. Don't turn it off just for a moment, okay? And then turn it back on. I hate people who do that.
But why?
Why? Because you turned it off for a reason.
We've entered into a contract, right?
Right.
Where...
If I have my read receipts on, you have your receipts on.
Oh, I don't have my read receipts on.
I don't have my read receipts on.
I always have mine.
But he did.
Right, and then he turned it off.
We entered into a contract.
Right.
Where my expectation is that I can tell your every move, including when you read something. And now you're flipping the script on me?
Right. What are you trying to hide? What don't you want me to know?
Hold on. Wow. No.
Yes?
And he's doing it because look what it did.
Well, don't do it because it's spinning her out. Like, did he read it yet? Did he not?
I don't know.
I usually know when he reads it.
Hold on a second. Imagine this entire scenario now with no read receipts. What a blissful existence everybody has.
No,
I'm constantly thinking, did he read it?
Pacing
did we send
floor?
It? Yeah.
Did my message not send? Delivered?
Yeah,
hold,
right.
Hold on. Have you ever heard of the expression ignorance is bliss?
No.
Oh, you never heard of that. Because I'll tell you what, knowing that he read something and didn't respond seems way worse than maybe he didn't.
Why would he do that?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like him. So, listen. I appreciate that his location's still on. I appreciate
that. Oh, if he turns that off.
Oh, my God.
He would never.
Oh,
but
my God.
We need to get back to the lifestyle I've grown accustomed to.
You know the expression helicopter parenting? We need one for relationships. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and play some sponsors of the podcast. So please hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. Lots of funny stuff coming up. And thank you to these sponsors that keep this podcast free.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So if you're going on a vacation anytime between now and the end of the year, you're probably got those excited jitters for your vacation and you're planning stuff. Maybe you're already making your packing lists. Just know, though, that your trip might be a nightmare. At least until you get to your final destination.
Don't say final destination.
Okay. Where you're going.
There you go.
Okay. That is because of the government shutdown. Okay. Now, if you don't know, the government is shut down right now.
I think people know that. I don't think
shocked at how many people had no idea because they don't know any federal workers.
Who are you? Where are these people you're talking
to? So many people are just blissfully unaware.
So many in Gavin's
life. Okay. No, not in my life. It's what I see on the news that they're, you know, has this affected you yet? And the answer is no for a lot of people.
Well, that's different than not knowing it's happening.
They're vaguely aware of it. Okay. The government shutdown is because of a budget that needs to get passed, and it's not getting passed because the Republicans need Democrats for the votes to pass it, and the Democrats are saying no because of the big, beautiful bill that already got signed in. There's going to be something in that that is going to really make everyone's health benefits skyrocket. It's either your health benefits are either going to go away or they're going to double in price.
Well, it's not for everybody.
It's for tens of millions of people.
It is for tens of millions of people. Yeah.
Okay. So, and actually, because if people don't pay their medical bills, that does affect everybody in the long term.
Okay. Well, I mean, unless we have the absolute specifics of this, I think we should just say there's stuff in the bill that the Democrats don't like.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's pretty vague, but okay. So anyway, though, a negotiation needs to be made, and it looks like we're not going to have that negotiation just at all, at least not if President Trump has it his way. So the shutdown could go on for a very long time. And this past weekend, they had air traffic controllers, over 50 of them across the country, call out sick, specifically at LAX. So many called out at LAX that it grounded flights. Nobody in, nobody out for 2 hours.
All the flights?
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't sound like a big deal. It was a big deal. And it caused delays all over the country because if nobody's coming in, then those planes just have to sit at those airports, which causes a backlog. And this was just a 2-hour window. The air traffic controllers haven't even missed a full paycheck yet. That happens this Friday. And just to reiterate, it doesn't look like we are going to have the shutdown end anytime soon, because despite the fact that Republicans and Democrats do want to work together, President Trump is instructing the Republicans not work with the Democrats.
Let's
I'm just saying.
Stay on track with the planes.
There's somebody I know that has a flight coming up, and it's Katie.
Who?
Oh, boy.
When is your flight?
December 25th.
Christmas?
Yeah.
On Christmas?
Christmas, like late Christmas night. It's a red eye.
Oh, okay.
Oh. What? Why? I mean, they exist. Why is it so weird that I'm taking one?
I mean, Christmas is very busy.
Well, we didn't want to miss a day traveling, so we're going to travel overnight. And by 11:30, all the Christmas festivities are over.
Right, right. That might make it worse.
Why?
Yeah.
I think air traffic controllers will call off even more on Christmas.
Right. Oh.
I don't think, here's the good news.
Okay.
It's not till Christmas.
We've got time.
We've got time.
Yeah.
The bad news is, as I said, I don't think this shutdown is going to end anytime soon.
So I assume it has to end by then.
Why?
There's too many federal workers affected.
Yeah.
That this could change their opinion of their party, in a really dramatic way. So at some point, if people just aren't getting a paycheck for months, somebody's gonna have to do something.
Who?
Probably the Democrats.
I don't think that they are. I think the Democrats...
We'll see. Neither of us actually know. But
we don't. But the polling suggests, though, that the Republicans are the ones getting the blame for the shutdown. As, in my opinion, they should.
That's not who you said should get the blame. You said who is going to budge.
Okay. I mean, understand, though, that the budging means that everybody's health benefits go up.
That's not saying everybody. It's not everybody.
In the long term, everybody's will. In the short term, tens of millions of people's health benefits will skyrocket or go away. That's the budging you're talking about. So, seems like a lose-lose situation.
Oh, it is a lose-lose situation.
So,
I don't disagree with that. But, I mean, at some point...
Okay, so let me ask you.
People are going to understand that, these government officials are going to understand that the people that voted for them have to feed their families.
So, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Selfishly.
Yeah.
If the decision is you have just a flight with no stress, no delays at all.
Okay.
Or tens of millions of people have to lose or have their health benefits skyrocket. Which do you pick?
I choose to let people make sure that people have health benefits.
All right.
Because we're going to New York City.
Okay.
And from what I can tell, New York's still going to be there.
Oh, it'll be there.
So if we have to postpone our trip so that people can... go to the doctor, fine.
Okay.
Call me a communist. Kevin, do you think it'll still be happening in December?
I think so.
No!
Yeah, sorry.
No! And guys,
And he's not even really paying attention to politics.
Guys, this can't happen. I don't know who we need to get on the blower, okay? Gavin Newsom, if you're listening and we know you do. Oh, God, but he does seem to be doing so much heavy lifting as it is. Melania.
Uh-huh.
If you're listening.
And we know you
and
don't.
And we know you do. Just put a little bug in Don's ear.
Right. He seems to listen to you.
Darling, you must fix the budget.
Let Democrats have their health benefits.
This better not happen.
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And she is freshest on a Monday. That's what they always,
say
on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Ba, 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 ya, da. Da, da. All right, $540 up for grabs, and caller 17 is Lisa from Elk Grove. Ooh. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. All right, let's see how this goes. You feeling smart?
I am, and I hope Katie's a little tired. I saw her at the Kings game last night.
Spying on me.
Wait, you saw her at the Kings game, or you saw her social media?
No, I was there. I was in the same section, just way up from her.
Wouldn't
you be tired, too?
Right, I was just going to say, maybe we're on the same playing field.
I have three kids. I'm, like, tired perpetually. So.
Right. No, I got it. I get it. All right. Katie's leaving the studio now. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Let's see how you do stacked up against her. Here we go. Question one. The government shutdown is in its third week today with no end in sight, and millions are about to lose their federal food aid. It was officially announced that President Trump will not use emergency funds to fund SNAP. SNAP stands for the Supplemental Blank Assistance Program. What's the blank?
Nutrition.
Question two, Robert Irwin is still killing it on Dancing with the Stars and winning over people's hearts and minds. And because it's Halloween, he was asked what his favorite scary movie was, and he shocked everyone when he said he's never even seen one. That's sweet. What is the name of the villain in Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
All righty. Question three. Hurricane Melissa is going to slam into Jamaica as a massive Category 5 storm, which is rare to begin with, but very rare for this time of year. It's the strongest storm to ever hit the island. What color is not on the flag of Jamaica? Green, yellow, or blue?
Blue.
Question four, George Clooney shocked everybody when he said that he was proud of the thieves who stole $100 million in crown jewels from the Louvre. He said that as his character, though, from Ocean's 11. He was joking around. Who was his character in Ocean's 11?
Danny Ocean.
And question five, director Francis Ford Coppola is selling his personal collection of luxury watches to try to make up some of the money he lost from his huge flop, Megapolis. That movie cost $120 million. It made nothing. And his watch collection is valued at $14 million. So how much more does he have to make up?
It made $100.
It cost $120
million. $20,000. And his watch collection was $14 million.
$106 million? All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Lisa, what do you do for a living?
I work for the state of California.
And what do you do for the state of California?
I'm a budget analyst at the Civil Rights Department.
Ooh. Wow, I love that. First of all, I love that we have a Civil Rights Department.
I know.
It feels like some states don't. And how is the budget? How are we doing?
We're a small department compared to most, so we don't feel like as much of the deficit as most because we're able to manage it easier.
Oh, I see.
But,
okay.
We're still doing good. We're still able to keep the numbers up for the number of cases we process.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? I would love to live in a time where the Civil Rights Department isn't a little department anymore.
Right.
It's a big one.
Right, right, right.
And you know what? You get a raise.
I wish. It's definitely bigger than it used to be, so
well, that's good. For that. All right, Lisa, stay on hold. Here we go, Katie. Question one. The government shutdown had its third week birthday, and sadly, there's no end in sight. Millions are about to lose their federal food aid, as it was announced that President Trump is not going to use emergency funds to keep SNAP going. SNAP stands for the Supplemental Blank Assistance Program. What does the blank stand for?
Nutrition.
Nutrition. That's right. Nutrition. Question two, Robert Irwin, America's sweetheart, or Australia's sweetheart.
I was going to say he's not American, but...
Because it's Halloween on Dancing with the Stars, he was asked what his favorite scary movie was, and he says, like, oh, never seen one in my life.
I love that about him. I wish I'd never seen one in my life.
What's the name of the villain in Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Leatherface.
Leatherface is correct. Is anybody watching the animals at my zoo?
No, really.
Kevin's, don't get Kevin started.
Kevin's very concerned.
The animals at Robert Irwin Zoo while he just pirouettes around Los Angeles.
Bindi, I'm going to go to America. You got the zoo.
I got it, Robbie.
No, Bindi's with him.
Bindi's with him?
That's why I said I'm worried about the Australian zoo.
Question five. Hurricane Melissa is about to slam into Jamaica as a massive Category 5 storm, which is rare to begin with, and even more rare this time of year. It is the strongest storm to ever hit Jamaica. Yikes. What color is not on their flag? Green, yellow, or blue?
Blue.
That is correct. It's green, yellow, and...
Green, yellow, and black?
Black. Yes, that's right. She loves Jamaica, everybody. If you ever
never
see,
been, but I'd love to go. Melissa, take your hands off.
If you ever see anybody or see Katie out there, give her stuff from Jamaica. She'll love it.
I mean, you're saying that like I don't think that would be cool.
Beads
I think
for her hair. She's always wanted dreadlocks.
Oh, nuts. Nope.
Question four.
Never said that.
Speaking of dreadlocks, George Clooney, he shocked everybody when he said he was proud of the thieves who stole $100 million in crown jewels from the Louvre.
Ew.
But he was making a joke. He was speaking as the character he played in Ocean's 11.
Oh.
He's like, that would have made me so proud. Who was his character in Ocean's 11? Three seconds.
Oh!
Three. Two.
Danny.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
Danny Ocean.
Well, yeah.
Danny Ocean. In question five, director Francis Ford Coppola lost so much money on his movie Megapolis. It flopped so hard, he now has to sell his personal collection of luxury watches to try to make up for it.
He doesn't have, like, reserves?
apparently not. The movie cost $120 million.
Okay.
And his watch collection is valued at $14 million.
Okay.
So how much more will he still have to make up?
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Double math.
Double math?
Double math.
Shut up! What was the question?
3 seconds. Three.
Is it 6 million?
No.
I was fine until you guys couldn't be quiet.
$120 million and his watches are valued at $14 million.
Okay.
So if he sells the watches, how much more does he still have to pay?
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter now. You know what? I actually would have had it. Yeah, 106 million.
106 million.
But you guys wanted to jibber jabber yappity yap. Not in the mood.
Lisa, are you there?
Last night.
Yes.
Yeah, Lisa. We all heard. And Lisa was in your section, but way back with the peasants. We all don't have the VIP tickets that Katie had.
All right. At least
it was lower. Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa's doing fine.
Yeah.
Final score. You both got four.
What? And you guys were both at the Kings game.
It's
We're twins.
Crazy. We're going to add 20 more dollars to this ever-growing massive jackpot. 560 is what we play for tomorrow. Lisa, what is it you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
There's a coworker of ours that's about to retire. We'll give it up for him.
Absolutely.
This party's not a surprise, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. And his name is Charlie, and...
Very, very, very sweet guy.
Very sweet guy.
Been with the company for... I don't even know how long.
Very long time.
Long, long time.
From Ohio, originally. And there's a retirement party, and it's coming up this week, and Kevin is going to attend it.
Well... Right. So Charlie works for different radio stations.
Yes.
ESPN, where my partner works. Mm-hmm. And so being that he is part of the management team for my partner's station, it occurred to me that I probably should attend. Kevin said he's absolutely coming back to work at 4:30 on like a Thursday or something.
Okay.
From Elk Grove, which means he'll come here in the morning, do the show, drive back home to Elk Grove just to drive back here for Charlie's retirement party, which is very sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not where it ends. Kevin literally said to me with serious concern, I hope they don't ask me to make a speech.
Why are you laughing?
Okay. Why are we laughing? Well, you are literally the only person that thinks that even that's possible.
Just so you know, me and Charlie always talk every day.
Okay.
He tells me his wild stories from his past.
Okay.
As he was growing up. And you know what? I listen.
Okay.
With so much passion.
Right, great. Did you know that he has a friendship with Charlie?
I did not.
Okay, so being
Does
that...
Does nobody know?
Okay, being that nobody knows...
Everybody should know.
Okay.
I say, hey, Charlie, how's it going?
By the way, that's as far as it goes.
No.
Okay? He walks by him, hey, Charlie, how's it going?
That's all that I've ever heard.
I just want you guys to know, ever since he moved over there, how many times have you guys visited him?
Hold on a second.
I visited him... Once a week,
okay,
at least.
Okay, stop for a second. You can't say over there. He's talking about the other side of the suite. It's not even 100 yards from this studio,
right.
Okay?
It's just like on the other side of the break.
Second of all, you're treating him like he's some sort of elderly relative.
He is!
In like a retirement community. When's the last time you saw Grandpa Charlie? It's been so long. I go every Saturday.
Week, okay?
Yeah, we sit down and we play Scrabble.
And
what do you do?
He tells me about his adventures.
Right.
In the past.
I sit there and we do the crossword puzzle.
Here's a question. Since you guys are such good friends,
okay?
Charlie recently got back from a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you knew that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he did. That's why he was.
How long was he gone, and where did he go?
2 weeks in Greece. Why are you laughing?
I'm sure that's wrong.
No, it's not.
God bless.
Where you go, bitch.
God bless Charlie. But like I said, it's not more than 100 yards away. The man struggles to walk from there to here.
Where he go then, bitch?
I don't know. He probably got a staycation.
I am almost positive it was not Greece.
I am.
And also, since you're such a good friend of his.
I can't
It
wait.
Seems like, tell us some of the details of his Grecian vacation.
When we
well,
started
he went
talk-
with his wife.
Okay, oh, and her name is?
Her name
Get is. Get off of Facebook.
It's Charlie's wife. You know what? I don't like this.
Okay,
I just want, no,
on.
Stop.
What's his last name?
M? It's M. It's
okay,
M.
It is.
Okay. Just so
M.
all of you know.
Yeah.
Friendship has no, there is no timeline for friendship. You could have just met a person and be friends forever.
Hold on.
I just want you to know friendship is timeless, and I hate both of you for poking holes in our friendship.
If you're just joining us, there's a retirement party for a person who we work with. And Kevin honestly was worried they were going to ask him to make a speech.
Said it with like sweat dripping down his brow.
Because
his wife's name is Lindsay.
Yeah, somebody went
Never
on Facebook.
Never forget.
Okay. At the beginning of this, when I was talking about who Charlie is, I said, from Ohio originally, and you went, oh. as if you just discovered that.
Okay, I have something to tell you.
What? Is his wife not Lindsay? Because I'm going to be pissed.
His wife is not named Lindsay.
Wait, are you kidding me?
And you would think that a gentleman who is in his 70s likely wouldn't have a wife named Lindsay.
Yeah. It's Liddy.
It's Lindy.
Lindy. You know, sometimes the S don't appear.
The fact that you don't even know his last name means you haven't even emailed him once.
Just so you know, he sent me a friend request on Facebook.
Did you approve it?
Yeah.
I did now.
Wow.
But right now, we're going to take a quick break and play some sponsors of the podcast. So please hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. Lots of funny stuff coming up. And thank you to these sponsors that keep this podcast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Podcast free.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Joseph and his wife, Ashlyn, own a small butchery, and Joseph wanted me to phone scam his wife while she was working. So it's Halloween season, and I thought this is a perfect opportunity for a really creepy phone call where I call her because I need blood.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Ashlyn speaking.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Ashlyn.
Hi, how you doing? So this is going to be kind of weird, but I want to know what kind of animal blood looks closest to human blood, in your expert opinion?
Wow, I've never gotten that question before.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's a little weird.
I don't know.
Cow? You think cow blood looks closest to human blood? What kind of animals do you butcher, by the way?
Well, we have a lot of animals here, cows, pigs, you know. Uh-huh. It's a basic butchery. Sorry, it's a weird question. I'm a little thrown.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Raul Labrador, and I'm the theater teacher at high school, and we're putting on, I wrote it myself, but it's a musical version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and we're going to be putting it on close to Halloween, and I just wanted to make sure that this was as realistic as possible. So I want to know which animal has the closest blood to human blood, both in color and viscosity, really, and then whichever you think it is, I would like to purchase as much of it from your establishment as possible.
I'm sorry, we don't really do that here. Don't you just use like chocolate or something?
Well, traditionally corn syrup is what they use, but I mean, I ran it by my students, and they're all on board. I have a lot of very talented actors. Some of them, I think, could probably be method one day. And all of them would like to use real blood. We'd use human blood if we could, but that I looked it up. That is illegal. So what we are going to do is purchase as much animal blood from you as possible, and that's what we'll use in our production. So which animal, what you said, you think cow? Cow looks the most human?
Honestly, this is kind of making me uncomfortable. I don't really feel comfortable selling you blood for this.
We'll take 4 gallons.
Would
you also be able to come down to one of our rehearsals as a butcher and show my students how to properly butcher somebody, how to properly carve someone up? Because I'm not sure.
I absolutely cannot do that.
Okay, well let me just explain why. It's not just to be weird. Maybe you're not familiar with it. See,
it
in Texas Chainsaw
like
Massacre, Leatherface is a serial killer who butchers human beings. That's why. So I have a student who's going to be playing Leatherface, and I want to make sure that he gets this right.
I'm sorry, I cannot help you. I'm not going to come and show you how to butcher an animal.
That?
This
okay.
whole thing seems really weird to me.
That's fine. So can we at least buy the blood?
No.
Okay. What if I give your butchery a mention in the program?
You know what? Okay, I'll talk to my husband, and I'll get back to you. Does that
sound
good?
That's wonderful. Yes, absolutely. And what is your husband's name?
Joseph.
Joseph. Oh, he's the one who emailed me and actually asked me to do this. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. None of this is real.
Oh my God, thank God. I was terrified for a second.
So you're not a fan of the arts, I guess.
Not in that way. Oh my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It was around this time a couple days ago that we were talking about how Kevin saw a doctor who sits next to him every day in a radio studio named Dr. Katie. And
that's right.
She successfully diagnosed him, we think, with vitiligo. Vitiligo is a condition, an autoimmune disease that lightens your skin in patches. And it seems to be true.
Yeah.
Like Kevin showed us, took his shirt off when we were talking about it.
We started researching it. It is 5 times more likely to occur in people of Asian descent.
That's wild. And we then went down the rabbit hole, and turns out that one of the causes of vitiligo could be depression.
Yeah.
And Kevin took that baton and ran with it.
Yeah.
Until he didn't. Because it seemed like, because Kevin likes to say that he's depressed, goes to the river to work it out.
I think we can agree he's depressed.
Sure.
Yeah.
And It's not depression anymore, right?
Mm-mm.
So, okay, so what's going on? What do you think it is?
New research has come on this vitiligo journey, okay?
Okay.
And it says the cause of my vitiligo might be because I'm showering too much.
Showering too much?
Yeah, showering too much is bad for your skin. It strips away natural oils and leads to dryness and irritation.
Listen, it might be bad for your skin, but it's good for society.
No, I shower 3 times a day.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, 3 times a day?
Morning, afternoon, and night.
What?
Why are you showering in the afternoon? You're just here and then you go home.
Yeah. So I don't smell.
Smell like what?
You don't smell.
No, like smell like after work smell.
What?
Which smells like what?
Extracurricular.
Oh.
Okay. I need to de-stress.
So you, so is this an everyday thing? Do you leave work every day and then de-stress?
I wouldn't say every day, maybe every other day, or mainly days I feel depressed or like stressed.
So every day.
So you leave here, you drive home, yeah. And then you get a little stinky.
No, I find a river spot.
Oh, you, okay.
So that you're outside.
Yeah, outside.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But then you still smell like it. And my mom hates that smell.
Right.
And she says if she smells that smell, you're kicked out.
Right, because Kevin still lives with his mom. Okay, so
his
then,
mom still lives with him.
We're roommates.
Okay. Yeah.
So, okay, you go home, then you shower all the evidence off.
Yeah.
All right, so then explain the night shower.
You don't want outside germs onto your bed. I have a rule. If you go outside, you have to shower before even getting into bed.
I mean, I think that it's not super uncommon that there are people that just like to be clean before they get in bed. Like, it feels good.
Right. But he just showered.
I don't think it has anything to do with, like, the cleanliness part
it's
of it. There's something
feeling.
About,
yeah.
like, just being fresh out of the shower. You get in your sheets.
Squeaky clean.
Okay.
And that's the cause of, you know, warm water hitting your skin over several times.
It is a autoimmune disease.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what that means?
I could say it slower, too.
Okay. It is an autoimmune disease that is stripping your body of melanin.
Right. Because of the water.
Gavin, are you going to help me out on this?
First of all, you're a doctor.
I understand,
you are,
but
so
I need
it
nurse.
I googled. How often is too often to shower?
Okay.
All right, and it says for most people, showering once a day or every other day is sufficient. However, factors like activity level, skin type, weather influence. So it doesn't really answer. It doesn't sound like there is a number. So that number can't possibly be 3 times a day. That it just can't be. But do I think that you're drying your skin out?
Yes.
Possibly, but you don't show signs of dryness anywhere else.
I see dryness.
Where? Why isn't it happening on your whole body?
Look at your hands.
Hold on.
You have the softest hands I've ever felt.
Why don't you have vitiligo on your whole body? Can people text in that are real doctor?
Vitiligo people?
Yeah. Why don't you have it all these spots all over your body?
Because when I shower, it only hits my upper body.
What about switching your soap up? What kind of soap do you use?
Gavin, why are you...
I do moisturizing soap.
Gavin,
he's
why...
He's trying to help unlike
no,
you.
You are feeding him.
He's
okay?
not feeding me. He's helping somebody out. He's helping a brother out.
Okay.
Well, he won't do anything about the depression part of it.
I go to the river enough.
That's a therapist.
Not, yeah, you need medication.
The earth can be my therapist.
Right, well...
How's that working out?
Yeah. Dr. Earth has been failing you, and you need to file a malpractice suit.
106.5, yeah.
It's the wake-up call.
We want to know, what is a trivial, unserious, however you want to phrase it, thing that a man can do that'll send you running? Call us 916-909-1065, 909-1065. And we're bringing this up because of actress Dakota Johnson. She was in 50 Shades of Grey. She's been in a bunch of stuff. You'd recognize her. Her thing that a man can do that would send her running, and she's telling other women to run as well, is so weird because every man has done this at some point. I'll play. Here's the clip.
Hi.
Do you have any red flags?
Men who wear flip-flops in public. Run.
Yeah.
Men who wear flip-flops in public. Run. What? Men who wear flip-flops?
That almost feels sexist that men can't wear open-toed shoes.
Right. What's wrong with that?
I mean, obviously, like anything, it depends on the setting. But as long as it's an appropriate setting.
Like if you've toe fungus or something like that, but otherwise, or if your thing is like, I don't like men who wear flip-flops with pants. Okay.
What?
I've heard that, you know, that some women find that an unattractive look.
Silly with pants, but I mean, it's not like a red flag or anything. I mean, the biggest red flag is that you're maybe not very fashionable, but.
We're getting some great text messages to 916-909-1065. Before we get to those, you can call us, by the way, also at 909-1065. Katie, what's some of your, like, unserious red flags?
I don't know. You cannot have stuff in the corner of your mouth.
You hate that.
It is all I can see.
Yeah.
I can never see anything else.
And how do they not know that they have it? Can they not
feel it? I don't
know.
I don't suffer from that affliction. So, yeah. And
that does seem to be exclusively a man thing, too.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? I never thought of that.
I had a teacher in middle school that used to foam at the mouth, and it was like, ugh.
I don't know if these are not serious, but guys that don't ask questions.
Guys that don't ask questions.
Whether, like in a conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're not asking me questions about myself or just at all.
Right.
No good. And also, if a guy ever says to me they were too busy to text me, you are dead to me.
Really?
Yes, because guess what? I'm a human on this planet too, and I know how long it takes to send a text, and it ain't long.
Would you hate?
What are you in surgery?
Wouldn't you hate it so much worse though if they just wrote back, okay?
No. They have to be engaging me
all the time.
Well, mostly, but I mean, like, but I mean, like, hey. Crazy day, just thinking of you, takes 8 seconds. If you don't have time for that, I don't have time for you.
That's a good point. We had gotten this one on text message several times when a guy clears their throat or nose.
You mean spitting?
Like excessively. And somebody else said spitting too in the same category.
Spitting?
Just like that.
I've never heard anybody say that.
What's another one that we got on here that are really good? Somebody said if a guy plays an instrument
is a turnoff,
what? Especially guitar, they said.
Okay, so I think that comes from the acoustic guitar gang where men who have acoustic guitars, God, they want to play it at you.
Yeah, because you know, eventually there's going to be a song written about you and you're going to have to listen to it and you're going to have to love it.
Even worse, it's not about you. Okay?
This one's funny. If a guy sits on the same side of a table as me when we go eat and it's just the two of us.
Oh, I would love it if D-Lo did that.
There will not be a second date.
Oh, I would love that. Guys that like want to tell you like at the very beginning how much money they have. But like, ugh. You know what that tells me? You don't have money.
Well, whenever anybody brags about anything, it makes me think the opposite.
Even if it's true, I still assume it's
right. Yeah. Right.
Except when I say I've always been a great kisser.
Makes me think you're not.
But I am.
Okay.
Okay.
We put this on Facebook, and what did we get on Facebook?
see, I don't mind this one, but Lori said when guys go, let's go.
Oh, I mean, it's an unserious thing. But
I think it's funny when guys say that.
I guess if you use it ironically, it's funny.
Dina said socks and sandals.
Socks and sandals. Yeah. Literally wearing that right now.
Oh. Red flag.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's so funny.
Amber said, and this is a big one, I can't believe we didn't get it more, doesn't tip well.
Oh, yes. Definitely
or
that.
Rude to servers.
Rude to servers.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yep. I mean, now we're starting to tiptoe out of like an unserious and trivial thing. But if you're rude to your mother or your or either of your parents, I think that that's a turnoff too.
It depends on your mother.
I guess.
If you have a mother that's crazy.
I'd rather you just not talk to them than be rude to them.
Yeah, I guess so. Erica said has crust in their eyes.
Oh, is that happening a lot? Are there guys with a lot of like sleep in their eyes still?
It feels possible.
Okay.
It feels very possible. This one I absolutely love. And young ladies, if you're listening, get closer to the radio. This is important. Jessica says, doesn't have any books at his place.
Oh, interesting.
And yes, red flag city.
There you go. I get it. Red.
Okay.
Keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
All right, so this is pretty interesting. If you care about your health, especially your digestive health, I found two separate reports about how to aid in that. First of all, they're both related to kiwis.
Ooh.
Kiwis. A new study suggests that eating two kiwis every day may benefit digestive health by quite a bit. Each kiwi contains up to 8 grams of fiber and the enzyme antisin, which aids protein digestion. Two kiwis daily help participants have more frequent and complete bowel movements and alleviated abdominal pain, indigestion, and straining. Kevin, I just described you.
Huh?
Kiwis also contain vitamins, antioxidants, all that stuff as well. In addition to that, as if that wasn't enough, another report that came out found that kiwis, because of the very high fiber in them, they are a perfect natural treatment for any constipation problems. And the recommendation...
Don't talk to me.
The recommendation from that as well said also 2 to 3 kiwis every day.
This feels like Big Kiwi had something to do with this.
I would believe that if Kiwi had a Big Kiwi.
Because it does seem like a really unrepresented fruit.
Kiwi has probably some of the worst PR in the fruit kingdom. And I will confess, I have never had a kiwi.
You've never had a kiwi?
Never eaten a kiwi. And there was one time that Kevin, now we have kiwis here. I will try one for the first time right here. This is why you come to the wake up call.
Right.
Kevin brought kiwis in for himself. And I got to tell you, I'm impressed with Kevin's kiwi peeling abilities.
Oh.
Show Katie real fast here. Now, he's going to model this while we're actually doing it.
I love that you are doing this in such a fantastical way. He's doing
so you
pinkies
cut the
up.
Top a little, okay?
Okay.
And he's only using a butter knife, ladies
it's
and gentlemen.
All AF.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it with a sharper one, but you kind of just push against the skin without kind of like, you know, and then shaving it all around. Like,
wow, you really are good.
Isn't he great at it?
Yeah, you glide it on the skin of the kiwi. These are green kiwis, but usually kiwis, you can just eat the skin.
Ew, what? Ew. No, never.
No, for green ones, you can't. They're too thick. But for like golden yellow kiwis, you can.
I didn't know that.
Look
that was...
at that. Yes.
How often are you getting kiwis?
Whenever they're in season, I like to eat them. They're really good.
I gotta be honest. I didn't even know if it was a seasonal fruit.
I thought it was a seasonal fruit.
Is it?
No?
Can you get kiwis year round?
Okay, I think they're all seasonal.
Getting real juicy in here. I picked a real good
Are kiwis an Asian thing?
Australia, aren't they?
No. I mean, like...
Not the bird.
Wasn't that... Oh. Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
Silly.
No. Okay. I'm saying, like, is it something that, like... Asian families eat a lot of?
So Asians don't eat kiwis.
Okay, this is just a Kevin thing.
I just love kiwis.
You just love kiwis.
Okay. What is it about a kiwi that you like? If you're just joining us.
The health benefits of it.
Hold that up. Look how well he peeled that.
I don't know why you're so impressed with this.
I couldn't
do it. Then.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure.
Bet. Here.
Guys, we've had too many kiwi-related fights on this show.
I can't wait. Go ahead. Peel it.
Okay.
Would you like this one?
Yeah, now, I've never had a kiwi. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this because two separate medical reports came out, both of them talking about the medical benefits of a kiwi.
Katie is butchering the kiwi.
No, I'm not.
There is no kiwi left. Literally, she's taking so much of the fruit with it.
I'm doing the exact same thing that he's doing.
She's not!
All right, so how do I eat this?
I usually just bite it.
Like
a banana,
like
yes.
That. Okay.
Yes. Be careful of the explosion of juices.
What? Like a gusher?
Kind of.
All right, okay.
It's real good.
Now, doctors are recommending and diagnosing, by the way, or prescribing, two kiwis a day to help you with tons of digestion problems.
Oh, yeah, you heard that slurp. Mm.
Oh, there's crunchy seeds inside. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, that's edible. It's
yeah,
fine.
You can eat them. Just...
That's where the fiber comes from.
That's good.
See, and I pick really sweet ones. So you know that they're sweet because they're darker brown and the shell is a little
Here's
harder,
the thing. The skin. If Kevin has been eating these regularly and we know that his gut health is abysmal at best.
Uh-oh.
Are we really prepared to believe any of this?
That is an excellent point.
I just want you to know, kiwi can't deal with all the fast food I eat, all the sugar. Kiwi's only one fruit, Katie. You can't put it all on kiwi.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.